Hey guys, happy new year. It's a new year. It's 2021. Repeat, it's 2021. The theme of my church this year is Thy Will Be Done in 2021. So God's will be done in 2021. So happy new year to everyone. I pray that everyone had a great coming into the new year. I know that sometimes we have all these expectations, we have all these things we hope will happen within, you know, seconds of the new year, but we have to trust the process. We have to trust the process of change. We have to trust God's process and what He's doing in our lives. As I was reflecting on, you know, like I have like a ton of things that I want to happen this year, but there's a process to it. And as I was reflecting on process, I thought about when I first became natural. So one day I was like, this was back in 2010. I had just lost my job. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life. I was in a relationship with someone and they just ghost me. And so I was like, I just cut off all my hair. Yeah, I did. I cut off all my hair. And I was like, fine, I'm going to go natural. It was a hot mess. It was truly a hot mess. I tried so many different products. I watched so many YouTube videos of how to stay natural, how to maintain this nappy hair, how to, you know, just have those fluffy curls and those beautiful waves in your hair and how to have that definition and the moisture. None of it worked. Like, I used so many products. I think I spent over $1,000 on products within the past 10 years just to get like that perfect hair. And I didn't know what worked for me. I couldn't figure out what was working for me. And everything that I did just didn't work. Like, I looked at my neighbors. I called up my girlfriends who had like perfect definition, had perfect curls. And they were like telling me all these routines that they did and everything that they were doing just didn't work for me. And I got irritated. So I started like braiding my hair just to make it grow. And, you know, I would use all these oil products just to make it grow. I started crocheting my hair, which it seems to be the one thing that works for me now, because always braiding my hair, it just made my hair thinner and thinner. But, you know, all those products just didn't work because I was so annoyed by the process that I was just ready for immediate growth. So I just tried everything. So I just encourage you guys to trust the process this year. Trust what God is doing in your life. Just hold on. Know that He has a perfect plan in store. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that He who began a work in you will carry it on to completion till the day of Jesus Christ. Like, He's not going to forget about you. He's not going to just stop doing what He's supposed to do and be like, oh, well, she could handle it on her own. No, that's not the God you serve. You serve a God who knows the plans that He has for you, and He's willing to help you out. He's willing to be there by your side. He's willing to protect you. He's willing to pave the way for you. He's willing to guide you. He's willing to show you the way. He's willing to help you in every form. You know, He's willing to give you the wisdom, just like He gave Solomon, you know, in the process. So just know that God is not going to leave you on the side of the road and expect you to hitchhike with somebody else. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, which is one of my favorite scriptures. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Like, I know you have like probably like a ton of goals. You're like, 2020 canceled out my plans. So I'm going to do everything I didn't do in 2020 and 2021. And addition to what I didn't do in 2020, I'm going to add some things to 2021. And everything's going to be accomplished just in my timing. trust God. Trust that He has the plan for you. Trust that He knows what needs to be done. There's certain times we make plans. Trust me, I know. Like, I be having like all these plans for God, and God's like, that's nowhere in my will for you. So give God your plans. Give God your plans and let Him do the work for you. Let Him put everything into fruition. Because when our hands is at work, when our hand is in it, it's just like we be messing things up because our ways are not like His ways. Our thoughts are not like His thoughts. So, you know, we be trying to do it our way. And God's like, hold up. I'm looking 10 years ahead. And if you do this, if you go down that path, it's going to mess you up. So just trust me. Trust in my ways. You know, trust that I have you. Trust I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts completely in the Lord. Psalms 56:3 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. And for some of us right now, we're in a place of fear. God, I have rent due. My car is behind. God, my light bill is due. God, I haven't paid my tithes, and it's not that I'm being, you know, it's not that I'm being just reckless. It's just the simple fact I ain't got it, you know, and, you know, so many things are going on in my life. God, my mental health is in a crazy place. But if we could just put our trust in God, knowing that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, He's right there listening to you. I found in the craziest place in my life, when I turn to God and I talk to Him, like, it's just like a peace that overwhelms me, a peace that takes over that I can't explain. And He just lets me know, yeah, I'm with you. I got you. I'm working it out for your good. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fret. You don't have to go on thinking that you're by yourself, because I'm there with you. Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And God wants us to trust in Him. You know, 2020, you know, it showed me a lot, is that, you know, I'm nothing without God, one. And number two, I need Him in my life so much, because I have all these plans and I have all these things that I want to do, and I don't know how to do them. I have all these plans, but I don't know how to execute. I really don't. And without God, I'm just like, just a planner. I'm a great planner, but little execute. And God wants us to execute the things that He gives us. He wants us to be, He doesn't want us to be like the guy, like the man in the Bible who had all these, who didn't operate in what he was given. You know, he had all these gifts, and then all these talents, and he just like hid them. He just hid his one talent just because he was afraid of using it. And then, you know, just sit there and be like, oh, well, I'm just not going to do it because I'm afraid of what happens if I touch it. And no, God wants us to operate, and He wants us to be successful and execute the things that He gives us. So, but we have to trust the process of what He's doing. We have to trust in what He's able to do, because He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us again. And we can't keep looking. I say this all the time. We can't keep looking at our neighbor's grass and compare our grass to our neighbor's, because the process is completely different. Where God wants you to be, you know, 5 years from now may not be where your neighbor's going to be 5 years from now. So you got to trust God, and knowing that He has the plans for you, thoughts of good and not of evil. Psalms 37:4-5 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust Him, and He will act. I know I gave you guys a lot of scriptures, but I just want you guys to be in that place where you can trust God and trust the process, because it's not going to be easy. There's some days you're going to cry. There's some days you're going to want to give up. There's some days where you just want to be by yourself. There's some days when you're like, why did I choose God? Because this is not working for me. Trust me, I've been there all those times. And just know that you're not alone, but God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you again. He has you. He has your back. He's the one person that will catch you. In this last season, in these last few months of 2020, I was in a place where I felt like I was drowning. I literally could not talk to anybody. People were like, "Hey, Stan, what's up?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Like, I'm day by day." And people are looking at me like, "Day by day? What the heck does mean?" And I'm like, "Yeah, day by day. Like, I don't know how, things happen day by day. And I just don't know, you know, what to say." So I'm like, "Day by day. Hey, what's going on? Day by day." So, yeah. And I just was at a place where I couldn't really talk to anybody about anything, but I found so much peace in journaling and talking to God. Like, my journals were like seven pages long, you know, being able to talk to God and being able to share with God exactly what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. And the crazy thing, he already knew this, but he just wanted me to come to him. He just wanted me to be able to be emotionally open and available and naked with him. And, you know, he listens and he hears you. So don't be afraid to, you know, go into your prayer closet, go into the bathroom, go into during your break time, you know, go into the kitchen and be able to talk to God. God hears you. But we have to be able to have that open communication with him and not only come to him or run to him when things get crazy, but even when things are going good. Like, "God, I praise you. God, I worship you. Why are you in the car?" You know, and just letting him know, "God, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for making time for me. Thank you for being available when I wasn't available to you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for protection and thank you for strength. And I adore you and I love you." And it may not be the same thing you'll say, but just letting God know that, you know, thank you. Like, I'm here and he hears you and he wants to hear from you. The Bible says he knocks at the door. I mean, are you going to open that door? Are you available to God? And, you know, he hears your voice calling, but you have to make an open communication with him, as we make open communication with everyone else. So God bless, guys. I love you. I pray all is well. Have a happy new year. Thank you.